From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. President Obama today accepted the resignation of the top commander in Afghanistan, General Stanley McChrystal. That's after the general insulted the president's national security team in a magazine profile. To replace McChrystal, Mr. Obama chose General David Petraeus, who had already done his tour as a war commander in Iraq. Petraeus had since been promoted to oversee both the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. In a moment, we'll talk more about what the change in commanders means for the strategy in Afghanistan. But first, NPR's Rachel Martin has more on today's turn of events.
General Stanley McChrystal was so closely linked to the counterinsurgency strategy in Afghanistan that most agreed no one could do a better job, except for one man.
I'm also pleased to nominate General David Petraeus to take command in Afghanistan, which will allow us to maintain the momentum and leadership that we need to succeed.
The president went on to praise Stanley McChrystal for his decades of service and for leading the war in Afghanistan. In the end, the president said the comments McChrystal had made to a Rolling Stone reporter were too damaging to overlook.
But war is bigger than any one man or woman, whether a private, a general, or a president. And as difficult as it is to lose General McChrystal, I believe that it is the right decision for our national security.
General McChrystal issued a statement today saying he offered his resignation because of his, quote, desire to see the mission succeed. The man tapped to succeed him literally wrote the book on counterinsurgency. And while it could be considered a demotion for Petraeus, leaving his post at Central Command to take over as commander on the ground, the president said Petraeus offers the best chance for a smooth transition.
Let me say to the American people, this is a change in personnel, but it is not a change in policy. General Petraeus fully participated in our review last fall, and he both supported and helped design the strategy that we have in place.
Lawmakers praised the president's choice. Here's Senator John McCain speaking for himself and Senators Lindsey Graham and Joe Lieberman.
We think there is no one more qualified or more outstanding leader than General Petraeus to achieve a successful conclusion of the Afghan conflict.
Petraeus enjoys widespread support on Capitol Hill and has established relationships with leaders in Afghanistan and Pakistan. Putting him in charge of the war has another benefit, says Anthony Cordesman of the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
You have taken one of the most senior proven officers possible to replace General McChrystal. It shows the Afghans the United States does not intend to leave, that it is going to be a partner.
But before Petraeus can assume his new command, he has to be confirmed by the Senate. Today, Senator McCain suggested it might be the fastest confirmation hearing in history. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Washington.